The U.S. wants to build another kind of border wall against Chinese tech. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. The U.S. government is taking more steps to try to build a technology wall against Chinese companies. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has laid out an expansive plan to keep out entire categories of Chinese tech, apps, data storage, internet, and phone services. Marketplace's Scott Tong joins me now live to discuss this. Hi, Scott.
Hey, good morning, Sabri.
So, sounds like we are moving way past just TikTok here, huh?
Oh, TikTok seems so last week, Sabri. I mean, the rationale for this big thing is that the U.S. needs, quote, clean networks to guard Americans' data and the secrets of American companies. So what's in this big plan? Well, it would remove, quote, untrusted Chinese apps from Apple and Google app stores. That includes TikTok and WeChat, the dominant communications app in China, to stop American apps from being installed on Chinese-branded phones and to limit Chinese cloud service companies from accessing data over here. And finally, it would protect data on undersea cables from China.
Wow, that is a long list. I mean, is that possible for the government to pull off?
We're still waiting on the details. There's hardly anything on that and hardly anything on whether these bans are binding on American tech companies. Right, we're talking about Apple and Google, every U.S. app, our phone, and all of our internet companies. So this is a big undertaking, waiting for the details.
Well, and briefly, I mean, what is the evidence that these Chinese tech firms are harmful?
We're still waiting for that in many cases. With Huawei, we've talked a lot about that. The government has yet to produce a smoking gun there. Same with TikTok. I mean, surely there's evidence of network hacking. All countries do that, including China, including the United States. As far as Beijing's reaction here, it calls this U.S. technology protectionism.
All right, Marketplace's Scott Tong, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Let's take a look at the numbers. The FTSE in London is down 1.78%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down in the 1 to 2-tenths percent range, with the Dow future down 22 points. California's Labor Commission is suing both Uber and Lyft for alleged wage theft. The commissioner says gig workers are being misclassified as independent contractors instead of employees and wants to recover unpaid minimum wages. The pandemic has been pretty rough on ride-sharing companies because, you know, what is ride-sharing worth when you don't have a ride part, given people have been staying home? Uber is reporting earnings later today, so we'll get to see just how it's doing exactly. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports the company's already had to make some changes due to the pandemic.
Uber's core business of ride-sharing relies on people going out, which was a problem when people started staying at home. Gad Alon is a professor of operations and information at Wharton. He's looked at how the shutdown has affected the company and describes it as
a huge hit, and it will take a while until it will bounce back.
But Alon says unlike some other companies, Uber has diversified. There's Uber Eats, a food ordering and delivery platform. This spring, some people ordered more takeout food and drinks from restaurants. Then the company committed to buying delivery startup Postmates for more than $2.6 billion. NYU professor Arun Sundararajan, author of The Sharing Economy, says that acquisition shows
that they are doubling down on the Eats and delivery business as their path to short-term growth.
And he says, in a few years, when more of us are back to working in offices, we may use more rideshare services like Uber again. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing,
We all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Humanity is expected to double its plastic production over the next two decades. That has California thinking about passing a law to force companies to make single-use plastic packaging less polluting. Sue Carpenter has the story.
Sean Weaver is founder of the California startup Technosoil. It's partnering with the city of Los Angeles to recycle locally collected plastic into asphalt paving.
We figured out that we could use plastics to recycle roads.
The recycled plastic acts like glue to hold the pavement together. And California is looking for more solutions like this.
We're basically asking businesses to meet targets for recyclability, reusability, compostability, source reduction.
That's California State Senator Ben Allen, co-author of the Circular Economy and Plastic Pollution Reduction Act, working its way through the state legislature. The EPA says just 8% of plastic is recycled in the U.S. The rest is landfilled, incinerated, or ends up littering the ground and waterways.
We're now on track. By 2050, we're going to have more plastic in the ocean than fish.
The bill would require 75% of single-use plastic packaging in California to be reduced or recycled into something else by the year 2030. And all single-use packaging and products would need to be recyclable or compostable. The Circular Economy Bill is supported by hundreds of organizations, but the California Chamber of Commerce, representing 40,000 businesses in the state, opposes it, saying it would be too costly for manufacturers. The proposal's emphasis on reuse is significant, says Bucknell University economics professor Thomas Kinnaman.
Whatever plastic we do recycle, we've done a poor job of actually finding avenues for that to be reused in production somewhere.
Some large companies have already committed to less waste. SC Johnson, as one example, says it will make 100% of its plastic packaging reusable, recyclable, or compostable within 5 years, meeting California's proposed standard. And if it passes, the bill has national implications. Companies with products that use less plastic for California would sell those same products throughout the country. In Los Angeles, I'm Sue Carpenter for Marketplace.
If it feels like the workday is getting longer, well, it is, according to a study from the National Bureau of Economic Research. As the line between home and work blurs for a lot of people, we're working an average of 48 and a half minutes longer each day. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.